The second story has to do with something that I'm sure most of you have seen or will remember. Very often, countries in Africa suffer drought and floods, and it's getting more frequent because of climate change effects. When this happens, they normally wait for international appeals to raise money. You see pictures of children with flies on their faces, carcasses of dead animals, and so on. Now, these countries, 32 countries, came together under the auspices of the African Union and decided to form an organization called the African Risk Capacity. What does it do? It's a weather-based insurance agency. And what these countries do is to pay insurance each year, about $3 million a year of their own resources, so that in the event they have a difficult drought situation or flood, this money will be paid out to them, which they can then use to take care of their populations instead of waiting for aid to come. The African Risk Capacity last year paid $26 million to Mauritania, Senegal, and Niger. This enabled them to take care of 1.3 million people affected by drought. They were able to restore livelihoods, buy fodder for cattle, feed children in school, and in short, keep the populations home instead of migrating out of the area. So these are the kinds of stories of an Africa ready to take responsibility for itself and to look for solutions for its own problems.